Hello, Jesse. How are you doing today?
Not too bad, yourself?
Another day in paradise, brother. What can I say, man? Thank you for asking, though. You know, another day here at work. I was hoping it was Friday today, but it's just Tuesday.
Yeah, right.
Jesse, I want to keep things pretty, pretty short and straight to the point. I hope you're okay with that. I like to be very mindful of people's time. Now, LJ's junk removal. Are you working solo, Jesse, or do you have help?
I'm working by myself. I got a couple of guys that, help us out and stuff like that. But nothing, you know what I mean, nothing too serious. We do junk removal, and we rent out our trailers as dumpsters, so.
Oh, okay, so you're doing rentals as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. So I guess this is the question I do want to ask, Jesse. If you were to start getting calls from the Google platform, are you in a position right now where you're able to handle more work, take on more business?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. So what we're proposing is, to place you guys on Google's top recommended page, which is the first page, and then also maximize the visibility outside of Ashland. I don't know how far you're willing to travel for customers, but for us to also maximize that visibility of yours, because we can expand the visibility anywhere from 5 to 50 miles wide. So we would place you like right alongside of like Northwest, Junk King, Spark Junk, Busy, Junk Removal, the Junglers, and Doors Junk Removal. Which are the companies that are coming up as first recommended. Now, aside from putting you on Google's top first page and increasing the visibility, do you have a website for the company yet, Jesse, or not just yet?
No, we here's my take on it.
Go ahead.
I paid a lot of money. I paid a lot of money to some people. I'm not going to say that you're like them, but
okay.
I pay a lot of money to people that do stuff like you do. And
okay.
They just take my money and it never gets done. So,
all right, well, here, let me just cut to the chase then, I guess. I mean, I don't want you to feel that way, obviously. I promise that I'm not here to try to waste your time, brother. One of the things that we can provide, I mean, our pricing is not crazy. I don't know how much you said you paid a lot of money, but, and like you said, you don't want to disclose who it was. I mean, there's companies out there like Angie's List, Home Advisor, Thumbtag, who are third party vendors, who.
I would never use Angie's List again.
Right. Who definitely have prices that are, quite crazy to say the least. Right. So the thing that we concentrate on is building that website for you, putting you on the first page is part of the service that we do, putting you through social media. And here's the difference. I mean, we are premier channel partners to Google, Jesse. In the States, we're talking about the entire country, there's only 40 companies nationwide. Okay, that's 40 companies that have a partnership directly with Google, which are premier partners. So that means that we're hired, we're trained by Google, and we have all the tools that Google has, because you're never going to get a call directly from Google, right, saying, hey, do you want to jump on the platform? I mean, that's why they hire us for. So, again, I don't know what company you dealt with, but I can assure you that the way that you're describing it, they were very likely a third-party independent vendor or a company who was just a lead provider, service provider. So it works a lot different. So again,
right.
I'm not here to promise you the moon, and I'm not here to promise you the stars, and I'm not going to tell you that you're going to become a millionaire because you're on Google, or that you're going to have 100 jobs every single month just because you're on Google. I mean, that would be also a bunch of baloney, brother. But one of the things that I could advise you is that, you know, we can definitely keep you busy, you know, and that's one of the things that our customers are looking for, is just to make sure that they have that consistency flow of work coming in. Okay. And that's something that we can deliver. Okay. The pricing that we manage is $299 per month without a contract. There's no contract attached to this. It's month by month. We don't have a contract, Jesse, because when something works, we don't need to attach no one to a contract. The customers are going to stick around if the results are correct. I mean, that's the bottom line. You know,
right.
If we're keeping you busy, we're sending you work, you know, we're doing our due diligence, making sure the website is visible to people that are searching while they're on Google, and we're putting your company in front of the right customers, I promise you that you're not going to go anywhere, right? I don't need to tie you down to a contract, whether, you know, because a contract, what that does is that you don't know if the service is going to work, whether it works or not. You're already screwed because you have to, you know, you have to abide by that contract, you know. So with the services being month to month, it speaks volume to our clients that, you know, we trust in what we do. You know, we don't, again, at the same token, it's Google, you know, and it's on the first page. So, like I said, there's no contract attached to this. It's a flat rate per month of $299. That includes putting you on the first page, building a site for you, and I send you a text message with a link showing you a sample of the website that we can do for you. It includes us. We put you through Facebook as well, and the reason that we work with Facebook is because Facebook is associated with Google, Jesse. So we would put you on Facebook, and then we would run ads on Facebook for you. And then the last platform, we would put you through Apple on Apple Maps for anyone that has an iPhone. And that's all covered under that $299. So that's the reason I asked you from the – go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, yeah, I mean, that's what Juan was saying over there at Salas Smith's, that it was about $300 a month.
Okay.
You know, we pick up for him, you know, with all his expenses and stuff like that. We haul his expense off for him. So, I mean, he's getting pretty booked up. He says that's what you guys, you know, you do all that website and Facebook stuff. See, I do my own marketing on Facebook with the Facebook ads and stuff like that. But I tell you right now, I spend a lot more.
Yeah, well, here's the difference because you know, you are an independent person. You're not, you know, we have a long-term relationship with Facebook because it's associated with Google. I mean, I think the leads for us are anywhere between 50 cents to about a dollar. And I know for clients it's anywhere between $5 minimum to $8. So, there's a big difference. you know,
I spent $250 a week on ads on Facebook. But, you know, it generates, you know, you spend $250, you're making $5,000, $10,000, you know, I mean, it's just a couple thousand.
Right. So we allocate $100 off of that $300 to Facebook. Obviously, you know, with the ads that we run throughout the month, they tend to be sufficient for our clients. Obviously, there's quite a bit of customers also that want to allocate even more money, you know, so they'll put like another extra $100 or $200 for the month. And that covers ads running every day for the entire month, you know. So, again, even at that rate, if you switch over to us, I mean, you would be saving quite a bit of money just on Facebook alone.
Right.
You know, yeah, just on Facebook alone, not, you know, aside from us having, you know, to build you a website and put you on the first page and then list you through Apple Maps, that's, you know, just icing on the cake. Obviously, our stronghold for us, even though we work with Facebook and Facebook is very great for, you know, most of our customers, nothing really compares to being on that first page of Google, Jesse. You know, I mean, that's the real bread and butter, you know, because there's so much more people that navigate through Google's first page than they do through Facebook. Right. So,
right.
You know, again, man, if, you know, if you're willing to take on more work, you're looking to, you know, expand the business, you're able to handle the work that we send your way, then, I mean, you're definitely a premier candidate to work with us. Did you get that text message I sent over to you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. When you get a chance, I mean, you can take a look at it. It gives you a sort of a very, it's a brief, I'm listening. Yeah, it's a, correct. Yeah, so it gives you a rundown of what we would be able to do for you. Obviously, I send you a random one, which is waste management. In your case, everything would be about junk removal. You know, if you have pictures, we'll put them on the website. You know, under where it says business names, obviously the website would say LJ's Junk Removal. And here's another thing when you work directly with the premier partner to Google that sets us aside from, like, you know, people that you say, hey, man, these guys promised me the moon and the stars and and gave me a bunch of coal. The difference is that once we get that the GBP build up, which is a Google business profile, because we work strictly under Google guidelines, if you ever decide to leave the company for whatever reason, that GBP, we're not able to remove that from Google. That's going to stand, just so you know that. Also, the website that we build for you, if you ever decide to part ways with us, again, because we're working under Google guidelines, if you ever decide to leave, we are obligated to sell you that domain to the website for $99. Okay, just so you know.
I was gonna say, yeah, because a lot of times those domains are, you gotta pay either monthly, yearly, or, you know, so many years, and it's pretty crazy for those.
Yeah, you know, most companies, because again, they're third-party vendors, they're able to put out whatever pricing they want out there. And some of them, you know, go from $700 to $800 a month. You know, and that's because they're third party vendors. They can do that, man. I mean, we don't have that luxury, you know, you pay that $299. Like I said, regardless of how many jobs you get or how many leads come your way or how many people call you, that price is never going to change. That's going to be a firm price, regardless whether 1 month you land 12 jobs and the next month you land 17 jobs. The pricing is still going to remain $299. Okay, that never changes. Okay. Now, are you open for commercial work, Jesse, or are you just doing residential, or how are you operating?
I'm open to commercial. I mean, you know, it would be nice because to have some commercial work. I mean, because whenever it gets winter, it slows down, you know what I mean? And a lot of people tend to not want to get rid of their junk. So, commercial, you got, stuff's got to go, you know? It's,
right. No, that's good that you do commercial. We do have quite a bit of that pending. So, you know, that's pretty awesome that you do commercial. I mean, as long as you're able to satisfy it. Now, how far outside of Ashland are you willing to travel for new customers? I mean, how, you know, what would you want your visibility to be? About an hour?
56. Yeah, about an hour. That's what we typically go now. 56 miles, whatever that
is. Okay. And then how, what times would you want it to say on Google, Jesse, that you're open for business? Like, what times would be good for you where the customer can call you?
Anywhere from 8 a.m. to, 6 or 7.
I'm gonna put you to 7 just so you can maximize on there, only because, you know, we're coming into summer and things tend to pick up quite a bit.
I've had people call me at midnight, man.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be very fond of somebody calling me at midnight, man.
Yeah, they did, dude. They're called. I was like, holy crap. I used to have that a lot. I've had people call me at 1, 2, 3, midnight.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what days would you want it to show on Google, Jesse, that you're open for business? Is it Monday through Friday,
Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever taken any pictures of the work that you do by any chance?
Oh, yeah. I've got a Facebook page with hundreds of pictures on it. Got about...
Okay. Perfect, perfect. The only reason I'm asking is we would put those on Google and also on the website. Obviously, I'm sure you know that. And then, like I said, we would promote the Facebook page that you have and run the ads. What's the name of the Facebook page that you have? Is it L&J Junk Removal?
Yep, L&J Junk Removal.
Okay. Does it have the little and sign, or does it say the word A&D?
It's got the at sign.
Okay.
Or and sign.
Yeah, that little symbol has a name. I just forgot what it's called.
Yeah, okay. I can't remember what it is either.
And then Jesse, is your last name Garmin?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Alrighty. And then what's a good email address for you, brother?
Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, and then garmon09@gmail.com.
At Gmail. Okay, perfect. Bear with me 1 second. Okay, so I will list you. Sorry, say what now?
Go ahead.
No, I said I would list you on Google as residential and commercial, so just keep in mind that you would start receiving commercial calls as well. Okay? Because, I mean, being on Google, it's completely different, brother. Like I said, I don't know what platforms you work on before, you know, or who you work with, but I can tell you it's a complete different ballgame when you're on Google, man. I mean, we don't, you know, it's just different. Again, that's why I asked, you know, that's why I'm telling you, as far as, the visibility, you know, so 50 to 60 miles, that's actually, that's quite a range. So that's definitely, you know, going to keep you quite occupied. Now, you said right now that you're working solo. So here's the question that we have. If you get a job that's a little bit bigger, are you still able to satisfy that? Are you able to get help?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got a few guys that help out here and there. But right now, it's just as needed, you know what I mean?
Okay. All right. But you do have – okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Right now, you're only using them as jobs come by. Okay. Perfect, but
yeah.
And you do have people on standby that can always help you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All righty. You said you like to keep what now?
I lost my train of thought of what I was going to say, but...
Okay, no worries. No worries. You said I like to keep something. Okay, bear with me.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to keep... steady enough to have a crew that's going, you know, all week long, Monday through Saturday or Monday through Friday. You know what I mean?
Yes,
instead of one day we might have this, you know, and then we might have a full week of going, and then the following week it'll drop off and there'll only be one or, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Keeping the consistency and... The only way I've been able to keep the consistency right now is with the Facebook ads, and it's kind of, you know, it's still a hit or miss. You might have a good week and then have a slow week, but I mean, that is part of business. But
Right. Yeah. We're very familiar. Like, we've been working with Facebook for many, many years. So, You'll get a courtesy call from our IT department, Jesse. I'm sure you know what our IT department is. I mean, they take care of all the back end work as far as building the website. Doing the ads through Facebook, you know, putting you on Apple. What time tomorrow would you say that you can spare 30 minutes of your time, brother?
With two work.
Let me just check. Yeah, I'm looking at that right now. Let me check our IT department's schedule. Let me see if that's open.
Now it's only there's no fee for the web page or anything like that that comes.
No, you're not paying. $99. Yeah, you're not paying one penny more than $299, brother. There's no hidden charges.
Right.
The only thing that, you know, once you start getting all the customers, if you want to treat me to a steak dinner, I'll take that offer, brother. I'm just kidding, man.
Yeah,
I'm
so
kidding.
What about how long will this generate, take a minute to generate, or will it?
That's a good question. So, right. So we are premier channel partners to Google. So I can tell that you've done this before, because you're right. If you're dealing with third party, companies, normally Google has that, it puts them on a hold for about 90 days. It's completely different when you're dealing directly with the premier channel partner. So the website, the listing on Facebook, the listing through Apple and Apple Maps, those are going to be done within 7 to 10 days. You would have a listing on the internet already. The only thing that takes us, a few weeks after that is for us to get the verification process done through Google. But since you're already a registered business, it shouldn't take us that long to get you verified. Because Google, all that Google wants to know is that LJ's Junk Removal is an actual company, that we're not putting somebody as a top recommended on that page that's not a legit company. So that's basically it. So our time frame, Google gives us, as premier partners, they give us a time frame of 30 to 45 days. But when companies like yourself are already registered and, you already have different listings that show that you are a legitimate company, it makes it a lot easier for us to push the verification process through. So as far as the waiting time, I promise that nobody can do it faster than a premier partner of Google could. So you'll be perfectly fine when that comes to that. Okay.
You think a month?
I would say maybe a month, or maybe like I said, since you already have the business registered, maybe a little bit less. I mean, here's the reality. Look, I'll share something with you, Jesse, that I'm not supposed to. Google, I have to follow Google guidelines. I'm not like these other third parties that can just promise you and say, yeah, man, we'll have you there in 2 days or 3 days just to get you to sign up with us. I'm not going to ever BS any customer, man. So Google tells us, approximate 30 to 45 days. I mean, I've seen customers get verified and come up on that first page within a week and a half. But I'm not supposed to tell you that, because some companies, we get them up there right away. Once they're legitimate, they're already verified like yours is. That's why I think yours won't take that long. And then some companies that are not registered, that don't have, an LLC or a DBA or an incorporation, it takes them about 30 to 45 days so Google can verify them. But like I said, in your case.
Another thing.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Another thing, I'm already on Google on some places there. And,
yeah, I seen that. I seen that. You already have a GBP, correct?
Yeah, there's a couple of them on there, and I don't know which one's actually active, but that's just because of everybody who's tried to do it. So, and then it's just like, you never hear nothing back when you get on it, and then you don't see any, financial benefits from it. Because you
right.
get on there, and then it's just like,
well, here's the reality, brother. I mean, one of the things that we would do, we would take over any GBP that's under your name and make sure that we're listing the correct one and make sure that we're listing you under all the correct keywords. Because when I look for you, I found you under your name. But here's the reality, Jesse, and I'm just going to shoot you straight. Nobody is going to go on Google and type in LJ's Junk Removal. Do you agree with that?
No.
Right?
I agree with it.
Yeah, people are going to go on there and say, hey, man, I need my trash removed. I have a bunch of stuff in my front yard. I need help moving my junk. What we call keywords, right? So we're going to make sure that LJ's Junk Removal comes up when any customer types in any of the keywords to any of the services that you offer the public, if that makes sense. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now when somebody goes on Google and they type in anything that has to do with the services that you're offering, that's going to maximized, and obviously, you know, putting you at a 50 to 60 mile radius, which is about an hour and 10 minutes, outside of Ashland, it's going to be a complete different ball game for you, brother. You know, so, I mean, again, here's the bottom line. Like you said, man, you got companies that tell you that they can do this, they can do that. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, they do this in order to, you know, just to have you say, yes, man, they try to get you very excited. Like I told you, brother, we're not here to tell you, hey, man, because you're on Google, you're going to be rich in the next few months, or, you know, you're going to have so many jobs, you're not going to know what to do. I mean, that's not a reality, Jesse. I mean, the real perspective that we can offer is to keep you busy. And that's what our customers ask for, Jesse. That's all our customers want. They just want to have a consistency flow of traffic coming in, you know, and that's something that, you know, coming up under all the correct keywords, you know, being on the first page, having a maximum range, you know, of where you're willing to be visible to clients, that's something that we can offer. And like I said, the good thing about Google is that you're only paying $299, man. I mean, there's an excellent ROI, just like your buddy told you. You know, it's an excellent return on investment because we're working directly under Google guidelines. But I mean, again, I can sit here and tell you everything. You're gonna have to see it for yourself, brother. You know, I mean, that's the bottom line, right? I mean, I can tell you, I've been doing this for a long time. You know, the difference between us as agents and, you know, the other guys that are selling you the services is that we're not working under commission, right? So it plays a big factor because when you get a commission check, I mean, you're going to tell the customer anything they want to hear as long as they say yes, you know? You know? So it changes the perspective, man. I don't have any reason to try to pull your leg or anything of that nature, you know? I mean, it's Google, you know, and it's direct Google services. I don't have a 2 p.m., Jesse, available. I have a 3 o'clock. Would that work?
Yeah, that would work.
Okay, perfect. Bear with me 1 second. All right, and then I do need to create a password for the account, Jesse. This is just in case you ever call us or we call you. We have to verify that we're speaking with you and you alone. So there's 3 different questions that you can choose from. And whichever one you give me, we make that the security question on the account. Your mother's maiden name,
okay.
City you were born in, or your pet's name?
Go pet's name.
Okay, what is that?
Duke. D-U-K-E.
Yep, I actually know how to spell that only because my sister-in-law, well, my brother and his wife, they had a little chihuahua named Duke.
Oh, wow. Mine's a silver lab.
Oh. Yours would have my brother's dog for dinner, I'll tell you that. This little ass thing, you know, a little small.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then, Jesse, you do have access to jesse.garmin09@gmail.com, correct?
Yep, that's my personal email that I use.
Okay.
I set up a business email. I can never remember the damn password, so.
No worries. I mean, we're not going to put it on Google, so it's just to send you confirmations, which you'll get here in a few minutes. Now, in order for us to get the ball rolling and get the account established, there's 2 ways that the company allows you to satisfy that $299, Jesse. You can use a company card if you have one, or you can use a personal card. Whichever you prefer.
You're right.
Yeah, which one would you prefer to use?
I got a company card.
Okay. Because we do work under very secure systems on behalf of Google, Jesse, the card has to match identically on our end or our system will reject it. So does the card say LJ's Junk Removal LLC? Or just junk removal.
It's actually what my name used, what the business name used to be before I changed it.
Okay, and what is that?
LJ's Crew LLC. And it also has my name on it too, Jesse Garmin.
Okay, so the LJ's, does it have the little symbol or does it just say LJS?
No, it says only LJS.
LJS, okay. And then you said crew?
Yeah.
Removal.
Nope, Crew, LLC.
Oh, LLC, okay. But that's not the company name anymore, right? You're under LJ's Junk Removal now.
Yep.
Okay, I don't want to. I don't want to put LJ's True LLC on Google. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And now, does the card say Jesse Garman, Jesse, or does is Jesse
yep.
short for something?
Yeah, it says Jesse Garman.
Okay. Any middle initial?
Nope.
Okay. Bear with me 1 second. Okay, brother. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, Discover?
Visa.
Visa. Okay. Bear with me 1 second. Okay. Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead and provide me the number, and then I'll get that confirmation over to your email.
4245.
Okay.
5200.
Mm-hmm.
3127.
Okay.
5534.
Expiration date?
1228. There ain't processing fees on that, is there, since it's a card?
There's no processing fee whatsoever, brother. It's just the flat $299, man. You're not getting charged anything additional aside from my steak dinner, brother. And then, just kidding, brother. The call's being recorded. I need to stop saying that before I get in trouble.
Yeah,
Hey, can I speak with Mario? Oh, that guy doesn't work here anymore. He's asking customers for dinner, man, you know.
Where are you guys eating from?
Oh, we're located in California, brother, right here where Google's at. We're out of California. Yeah, I don't know if you've ever been down here, but if you haven't, you should definitely visit.
You're right.
And then
I'm
what's the security?
Ready to go to Florida in a couple.
Oh, you know what? Sorry, I don't mean to jump off topic, but man, I was supposed to go to Miami next month, and plans got canceled. I've never been to Florida, man. And
yeah, me either.
So I just got you. I got you know, stay away from the Gators. That's for sure.
Man, you're glare opposite side. If you're going to Florida, that's a
whoa. Yeah, corner to corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesse, what's the security code for the card? Is the last three digits behind?
915.
915. Okay, perfect. And you know what? I also haven't been to Illinois, man. I hear about the whole, the Mardi Gras and so forth, but I've never been, man. So.
I wouldn't recommend coming here, but I don't know. The EPA over there in California is pretty strict, so, I mean, we got name for as far as that goes.
Yeah, I mean, have you ever been to California?
No, I always wanted to go, but then, you know, I love diesel trucks and, you know, fast cars and stuff like that, and they say that out there, they're pretty strict on that stuff.
Yeah, man, you know what? One thing about Cali, man, is that there's so many different laws that we have compared to the rest of the country. It's a little weird, you know, how everything is on that end. But, I mean, as far as, like,
yeah.
You know, the beaches, the mountains, I mean, Hollywood, there's a few things as a tourist that you would like to see, you know, Disneyland if you have kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I always wanted to go to Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory over there. You know who that is?
No, I don't know who that is. Who is that?
He's a pretty famous skateboarder. He had a.
Oh, no, I just know Tony Hawk. I guess everybody knows Tony Hawk, but what's his name?
Rob Dyrdek. He had the Fantasy Factory. They were on YouTube and everything, and yeah.
Oh, Rob Dyrdek. Isn't he the guy from Ridiculousness? That's not who you're talking about?
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I take it you're a skater too, brother?
Yeah, I love to skate and bike.
Oh, okay. I don't see a lot of bikers out here. I do see a lot of surfers out here, brother.
Really? I figured there would have been a lot of bikers over there.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Like
yeah. You're absolutely right.
Well,
if you
mean,
go down
I
to
totally
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Probably like downtown or something like that, a lot of.
Right, that's where you catch the most of it. You're absolutely right. All right, I got to read you our disclosure. This will just take about 30 seconds, and then we can wrap it up here, Jesse.
All right.
I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification. The reason behind this is that we do have you in a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, I'm going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if you have any questions, please let me know. I'll be more than happy to answer anything for you. Welcome to Local Splash here alongside of as a Google partner. This call is being monitored and recorded for quality assurance. To make sure that I do have everything correct on my end, can you please verify the name of the company?
L&J's Junk Removal, LLC.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the business?
Jesse Garman, I am the owner.
Perfect. You are an authorized party to initiate services on behalf of L&J's Junk Removal, LLC, correct?
Oh, yeah. I hope so, being the owner.
Right. I know it's, I gotta ask the questions, brother. Sorry, man. I know it's a little silly, but.
I've heard these questions a time or two, so it's like.
Okay. And you are an authorized party on the billing, and credit card information you provided, correct?
Yep.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Jesse, we also ask that you're involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Yeah, I mean, that's a part of it, ain't it?
It is. I know.
Okay. No, I mean, if I don't answer and respond back to you, then it won't benefit me. So therefore, I have to put you on, I mean.
The only one that's going to be losing is you. You're absolutely correct because you already paid for the service.
Yeah. Exactly. So it would be dumb on my part not to communicate that.
God, you know, now that you mention it, some of these questions are just a little, again, I just got to read them off the script, brother. I hope you understand. In hiring Local Splash as Google partners, we will be your certified marketing representatives as of today. Your initial payment will be processed today, April 29th, for $299. That's a flat rate. That amount is never going to change. Keep in mind, your next payment will be processed in May 29. That's when your next payment is due. Also, keep in mind, Jesse, that this is not a contract. This is a month-to-month service. So you will always hold the right to stop or cancel the service at any time if we're not meeting your expectations after the, you know, after the first month is when you're able to do that if you wanted to. I mean, I don't think it's going to be necessary, but it's my job to let you know that you have that right.
Right.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Bear with me here 1 second. In a second, Jesse, you're going to start, receiving, text messages, you know, saying welcome to the company. You're going to start receiving emails. There's one email in particular that you're going to receive, Jesse, that's going to say Local Splash initial invoice. It's obviously your invoice, your receipt. That particular email does require you to fill it out, which is our terms that say that you give us permission to call or text you when we need to, that the credit card that you provided is yours, and that the payment is recurring on the 29th of every month. And then it's going to ask you to put your name on the bottom, Jesse Garman, and hit confirm. When you do that, what that does, it does two things. It's going to allow us to lock you into the monthly rate of $299 per month, and it's going to give you access to our dashboard. The dashboard is where you're able to see how many calls are being generated from Google, how many people are visiting your site on Google, how many leads are being provided from Google. You're going to be able to see everything on the back end that we're able to see, okay? Now, if you have 2 minutes, I can run that with you. It's pretty simple. Or you can do that with the IT guys tomorrow. It's up to you. I normally, I like to help you know, my clients that I work with I like to help them get that done. That way, when you speak to the IT guys tomorrow, it'll save you about 10 or 15 minutes on the phone because they're going to ask you to do it anyways. So, like I said, if you have 2 minutes to spare, I can run that with you so you can have it done by tomorrow.
Yeah, let's just run through it real quick.
Okay, hold on. Give me 1 second. Let me pull that up here. All right, bear with me 1 second. I'm getting that email confirmation out to you. Like I said, you're going to start receiving quite a bit of them, you know. Welcome to the company. I'm sure, like you said, you've been through this before, so you know, you know how it works. All righty. Are you on your emails now, brother?
Yeah.
Right. Give it about give it about 30 seconds. I just generated it. It's about to get sent out. 1 second here. And aside from this whole Google stuff, brother, how's your day going, man?
That's not too bad. What about yourself?
You know what? I talk to business owners all day long. It's funny because, you know, when it's Friday, I'm all happy. Hey, yay, it's Friday. And I normally try to convey that to business owners on the phone. And they can care less if it's Friday or not because, you know, when you're a business owner, Friday and Saturday is just another work day.
Yeah, pretty much. Sometimes it gets annoying, but sometimes it's okay. You gotta hit it when, I see my name spelled wrong, but on the email.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
With an I.
Oh, my God. Then don't worry about it. I'll correct it on my end. Hold on. Give me a second here. Okay. All right. So did you get that? You got the email already then, right?
Yeah, invoice to Jesse Garman, LJ's Crew, LLC.
Okay.
And it's
When you open that up, it's going to show you your invoice. What we're looking for is right underneath that, it's going to say, please click here to accept subscription terms.
It says access something, yeah. And now it's going to say LJ's Junker Rule, not that crew, right?
That's correct, brother. That's correct, that. I'm going to take care of that on my end. No worries.
All right.
Okay. Did you click there? Local / terms of experience. And then what you're looking for is towards the bottom. You're looking for your phone number. The 217-6527.
Yeah,
all right. So right underneath that are the three boxes that you have to click on, brother. If you want to take a second, you can read them. Like I said, it's just exactly what I told you. Says that you give us permission to call or text you when we need you to your phone number, that you certify that you are the authorized holder of the credit card and the information is complete and accurate, and that the payment is done automatically.
Yeah, what's that at a rate of $375 per each occurrence? What's that for?
Oh, that's, again, keep in mind that we offer all Google services. Yeah, don't get sidetracked by a service that doesn't apply to you. Because a lot of these are like Google ads, Google guarantees. Yeah, none of that applies to you, Jesse. You're not under those services. Like I said, keep in mind that we offer all Google services from LSA to Google guarantees to Google ads. We offer all those services. The service that you're on is a flat rate of $299. So it doesn't matter how many leads you get, how many jobs you get. That rate is never going to change, brother. That's going to be the same rate all the time.
Okay.
Keep in mind, the call is being monitored and recorded, brother. So everything I tell you, we have to abide by it. It's not like I can, you know, pull your leg or anything. All of our calls are always monitored and recorded. So once you click on the boxes, right underneath that, you have to type in your name where it says click and type your name, but you have to type it in the way I spelled it. Otherwise it won't accept it. I'm going to correct it on my end. It's G-E-S-S, what, E-E or just one E?
J-E-S-S-E. No I. And
no
then
I.
Garmin, G-A-R-M-O-N.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Well, it won't allow me to confirm signature. Or even, oh, there, finally.
Yeah, sometimes you got to turn your phone sideways. All right, let me see. If you did it correctly, brother, it will take you to another page that's going to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash, and it's going to ask you for a username and a password. Here, let me double check if it's done. I can verify.
Welcome
here
to Splash. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So,
yeah. Username, password.
Now, you did it correctly. So, you'll get that username and our password from our IT department tomorrow when they give you a call. We have you down for 3 o'clock tomorrow. So tomorrow you'll get the username. Okay. They're going to give you access to the dashboard, and they're going to give you access, to the back end, you know, where you're able to make changes yourself if you wanted to as well. Now, let me be the first one to say, Jesse, welcome to the family here at Local Splash alongside with Google. Obviously our objective is to keep you as a customer on a long-term basis. And we know that the only way that will be possible is to make sure that, you know, we're doing the things on our end and keeping you busy. So, again, I do appreciate you giving us that 1% of your trust, brother. It's our job to gain that other 99. Okay? Thanks for the opportunity. Welcome on board. Just do me a big favor, brother. Please make sure you don't miss that call at 3 p.m., that way there's no other delays. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's what I was getting ready to ask. Your guys' time zone's different than us. Aren't you ahead of us?
We're actually, it's 1 o'clock here, and it's 3 o'clock your time.
It's 5 o'clock my time.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm thinking it's one. No, we're going to call you at 1 o'clock our time, which makes it 3 p.m. your time.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was wondering, because I knew it was different. So, 3 o'clock my time, 1 o'clock your time.
That's correct. Yeah, you're going to get a call at 1 p.m. my time, which is 3 o'clock your time. Like I said, just do me a favor. Make sure you're on standby for that call. That way we can get the ball rolling, brother.
All right.
Hey, Jesse, thanks for the opportunity, brother. I tell you this much, man. I've been doing this for many years, man, and like I said, it's not like I get a commission or anything of that nature, but I'll tell you that I think you're going to be pretty happy and satisfied with the services that Google can provide,
right,
man. So, again, thanks a lot.
My next question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Not a problem. Now, since I got on with these, now does Silas get something like credited towards him, or how's that work? Because he said it to mention him. I don't know if that.
Yeah, that give me his – Give me his phone number.
Yeah. Let me see here. His phone number is
217-825-9606. And what's his name?
Juan, J-U-A-N, Salas.
Juan Salas. And do you know his company name by any chance? I just want to make sure I have the right one.
Salas Fence.
Okay, perfect. So what I'll do is, here, matter of fact, let me look at the account right now while I have you here. Okay, yeah, I pulled up his account. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to send this over to our department that's in charge of referrals, and then they'll take care of him. Mm-hmm. I mean, they'll give him like some type of credit or something of that nature.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. That'll work.
Okay. All right, brother. Again, make sure also, man, that once you see that this is working for you, if you ever have referrals, keep in mind that we are more than happy to compensate our clients for sending us over, you know, new customers.
All right. Absolutely.
You know. So, all right, brother. Well, again, thank you so much. You have a good one, and we'll be in touch tomorrow, 3 p.m. your time.
All righty. Sounds good. Thank you so much, man.
You're very welcome, Jesse. Talk to you then.
Yep. Later.
Okay. Bye-bye now.